stands.
And that's why you never believe somebody who says that word isn't applied to today. I said, what do you mean? And one part of the Bible doesn't apply. All of the Bible apply. All of the Bible apply. It's that. It's that. Everything stand. We go scripture upon what? Scripture. And it's all come to one thing. It doesn't contradict. Okay? It reveal more. There's more to be what? Revealed. It just keep revealing more. From the old to the new. It reveal more. The new reveal more. There is more in the new than in the old. So the word of God is great. So just love God this morning. Just practice his word. Do me a favor, just read the word. Just read it. Mm-hmm. And ask the Holy Spirit to teach you.
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 10 through 12. And in this I give advice. It is to your advantage.
Yeah.
Not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have.
That verse.
That'll make you do something right there.
That verse made me do. I'm not talking about nobody. That verse, when it came last year, I heard a voice behind the word. That scripture.
It's to your advantage.
I heard his voice. My father's voice echo back to me. Son, it is to your advantage that you do those things that you say you are going to do a year ago. So why didn't I not do them? Because I think I don't have enough to do it. And he said, no, you got everything. That's what our verse says. You got everything. Don't try to do it from what you don't have. Do it from what you have already had.
For if there is first a willing mind. So what do you have to have first?
A willing mind.
Make the commitment.
Yeah.
It is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does not have.
So there was four projects that I have. Four. And I says, I'm going to do these four projects. And I know the sequence to do it. I says, I'm going to do the four projects, Diane. Let me tell the family. So I'll list them already. This one first, this one second, this one third, this one fourth. And I'm sitting there procrastinating because I don't have, which I do have.
Right.
But when that scripture jumped at me, I says, oh, Father, I heard a voice. So I complete project one, and I'm on the verge of complete project two. And the verge of completed.
But now you also must complete the doing of it, there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have.
Yeah. And so I complete project one off my book, off my list, move on to project two, and I will complete it by the end of February, and then on to project three. What changed? Nothing but me. You got to hear. Can somebody know?
Yeah.
The word of God is true, and it is true unto who? Me. And it is relevant, and it is relevant unto me. That scripture. Now, set me up. When it came last year, that scripture, when it came last year, and you know I repeat it a lot. I recite it because, guess what? I want to get it.
Yeah.
And the voice come. Do it. Not from what you don't have. That was my key. From what you already have. That was it. You can't fail. When the word comes, you can't fail.
And the provision for the vision is on the way to the vision.
Yeah.
The provision, everything that you need to make the vision manifest, it's on the way to the vision. We wait too often to have everything on the starting line that we think that we're going to need. That's not how it works. We want to sit on the starting line till we have everything before we start. That's not how it works. The provision is on the way to the vision. So as you begin to do from your willing mind and what's already in your hand, as you're on the course of manifesting the vision, everything that you need is on that course. It's on that way. Every resource, every skilled person, every contact, every dollar, every encouragement, every open door that you need to complete that thing, it's on the way to the vision. The provision for the vision is on the way to the vision. And, you know, we've said it before on this radio program. If you're trying to drive from here to New York, you can't put enough gas in your car here to get to New York. You have to have full assurance that on the way that there's going to be a gas station where you could fill up again. So every provision for the vision is on the way to the vision. There is nothing that is too small. There is no gift, there is no talent that is too small that it cannot produce.
Then here's where most of us fail. We have the vision, but whatever vision you have or you receive has an element of what? Doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We get the vision, but the vision has the element of what? Doing. Because, and God is so merciful and kind to us. And as the author of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 11 says, but now you also must complete the doing of it. The doing part. Mm-hmm. Most vision never get out because of the wish part. The doing of it.
Mm-hmm.
We can draw it. We had a beautiful picture, and that part one. But part two is the doing of it.
Mm-hmm.
The doing of it. And that's where we stop when it comes to the doing of it. And he give us the wisdom there. He says, but no, you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it. Because when you desire it, there's no money yet. There's no cost to it. There's no work to it. How many of us desire so much things? It doesn't cost you and I nothing to desire. We eagerly, I desire this. But when it comes now, then here's the difference. When the doing of it now.
Yeah. It's just like when you're shopping with your kids and they want this, they want that. And then you say, okay, use your money.
Yeah.
Then it changes what they want.
No.
If they're...
They desire that is, yeah. They desire that. Come on, darling.
It changes. If it's mom and dad's $50, let's spend it.
Yeah.
If it's their $50,
no,
they don't need it anymore.
That's right. It's the doing of the thing. The desire part is easy. We desire so many good things. We desire to do so many things. But we fail when it comes to the doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, oh, this is so powerful. He says, then he goes to verse 12 now, and he hits us. He says, for if there first was a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has. So he says, you got it. Use it. Use the raw material that you have.
Mm-hmm. Subdue.
Yeah.
Subdue. Take the raw material, subdue it.
Subdue it. You have that raw material. Use it.
Mm-hmm.
And not according to what he does not have. Don't go wishing and hoping. Because wishing and hoping doesn't get you nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
He says, use what you got there. The raw material that you got. The thinking process that you got. The one that will develop. The one that will develop that dream. You got it.
Mm-hmm. In Acts chapter 18, verses 3 and 4, so because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them. and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogues every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. So this is talking about Paul. We know that Paul is best known. He wrote that right there in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 10 through 12. He wrote the epistles in the New Testament. He has a powerful ministry of grace, powerful ministry of taking authority and such. And his occupation was a tent maker. Because he was a tent maker, he was able to finance his ministry because he was a tent maker, because of the work of his hands, what he already had. It produced what he needed to be able to travel,
right,
to be able to build ministry. We don't learn anything in these epistles about how to build a tent. We can't read the Bible and get a step-by-step direction from Paul. How do you make a tent? But that was his occupation.
Right.
That's what sustained him and then freed him to not be a beggar.
Right.
When he went and did ministry, he taught the people, I don't desire your gift. It's that you abound in the same riches, the same glory that I abound because I'm connected to God.
It's just to your advantage.
It is to your advantage. And
yeah,
in this tent-making occupation, in this place where he was here in Acts chapter 18, he was gathered with other people who weren't originally from that area, but they had something in common. They made tents together. So because they had something in common, they were together. So then he can minister effectively to them. He can minister effectively to that area, to that region. Why? Because he was a tent maker. So never think that the gift that God has given you is too small, that it is not enough, that it is inadequate. Do work with what you have, a willing mind, and what's already in your hand. He made them tents, and at the same time, he was making moves to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Good morning, everybody. This is Morning Breath. It's a beautiful Thursday, the 3rd of February, and we're glad you've taken time out of your busy day to join us on Morning Breath. We are a drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. What do I mean by that? I mean, well, we read a chapter of the Bible, do a morning devotion. That's the way I do it in the morning. You can do it at night. Doesn't matter when you do it, whatever works for you. Read this chapter, spend some time in there, ask the Lord to speak to our hearts through it. And then I and Akos come down to the Morning Breath Studios here in the Merritt Island campus of East Coast Christian Center, and we read the chapter on the air, and then we don't compare, we don't know which way we're going. We basically just say, Lord, wherever you breathe on a verse or whatever you point out to us as we read it this morning live on the air, that you would then just help us and speak to our hearts. And so that's how we do it. My co-host today is Pastor David Gimmon. How you doing, Pastor David?
I am doing great. I am so excited. I love the book of Proverbs.
I do too.
It is incredible. Man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about in this chapter.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
This is where I started with my daily devotions as a brand new Christian, reading one of these a day.
Wow.
A lot of Christians do, or at least they did back in the day. And it's set up really cool because there's 31 of them. You can read, you know, on the first, right through the 31st. And so it does mean a lot to me. And Morning Breath was really kind of born out of that reading a chapter for a day that really fits with Proverbs and kind of where, you know, Morning Breath came out of my background and that kind of thing. There are so many great ways to study your Bible today and so many great tools out there that it's a different world than when Morning Breath started. But, you know, it is how and where and why we started Morning Breath.
So. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, a great way to stay in contact with us and stay up to speed with what we're doing. I mean, obviously, you know one way because you're listening to us right now. But if you're on the radio and you don't know the other ways, one is this. Go to our webpage. You'll be able to see the morning break.